Hey, we've got October the 28th, Thursday night, 2010. We're glad you're here. Shatter the Darkness live broadcast. This is Russ Dizdar. Welcome. We're in a series called Presuppositional Analysis. It's about spiritual analysis. It's about the ability to look and see and analyze what's going on. The supernatural, the paranormal, radical evil, and the end of days. Well, at the movies, I don't know if you've seen the movie End of Days, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's fighting the devil, there's ritual stuff in the background, the devil's going to appear, there's supernaturalism, secret society, all these kind of crazy things going on. It wasn't that it was really biblical, but it was the issue that it dealt with, the End of Days. And so many of the movies out there do about the rise of the Antichrist and rituals. And, well, in the 90s, what we did is we went and got a hold of just about every VHS and would watch. And we would, with a team, some ex-law enforcement and others, just kind of scrutinize what was put out around Halloween time. Unbelievable, you know, the pentagrams, the rituals, the languages, the summoning of demons, the transference of demons, the sacrifice. Incredible that there would be some glimpses of reality. I mean, even going back to Rosemary's Baby and a sequel to that, it seems like in some of them that even multiplicity was involved. I think in terms of the Ninth Gate and Johnny Depp playing a multiple in one of his other movies. It's something that we might see more glimpses of. And I know that SRA victims, DID victims, well, they can tell you whether or not, whether in the movies, triggers are given concerning them. Like the movie Bless the Child. Little child born with special abilities in a underground satanic cult, though on the surface it looks like Scientology. But underground, it's a satanic coven. They're involved in rituals. The incredible thing about the movie, Bless the Child, was its demonstration of demonic presence and demons and how they kind of operate. That was kind of real. As was the movie Constantine in the very beginning, a possessed person where their neck, their throat, they can't breathe, they're choking because the demon has them. Pretty interesting in seeing all the stuff about movies. Unbelievably, Wired magazine, Wired.com, has a previous post, 25 best horror films of all times. I was kind of amazed that the place I usually go to see technology and stuff about DARPA and everything else, here it is with information about the top 25 scariest movies, including, Wolfman, The Exorcist, and a host of others, Wicker Man. I mean, the old Wicker Man and then the new Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage, and the whole issue of drawing him out there and timing it just right and the seduction and the deception and leading him out to make the choices to be there, ultimately to offer him in a burning ritual. You ever do the background studies of that little island and the reality of the cult that was, if not still is, there? And there's kind of a horrific movie I don't suggest anybody watch, Eyes Wide Shut, Stanley Kubrick, and the ritual scene inside, the high society ritual scene, the Romanian phrases backwards in the ritual, and the ritual connotations behind the scenes, you can't get away, the stars, the pentagrams, all the other stuff involved. They're always watching you. You can't beat the cult. It's what a lot of the kind of movies like this speak. Realizing that there are 4 to 5 to 10 million victims of satanic ritual abuse that involve triggers, you know, mind control. They have within them, the images and the pieces of information that if put in music and if put in movies, can involve a shutdown code. Some wonder whether some could involve an activation trigger. We're going to take a look at some of the stuff concerning the movies tonight. And again, we want to welcome, listen, all the live listeners, internet-wise, satellite-wise. Listen, great to have you here. And great to hear from, a friend out of New Orleans. Now, I had a friend listening down in Brazil. Marcos, we mentioned you yesterday. And so today, we're just simply saying hello to Richard from down in New Orleans. And just to say, he's just writing to say that he's listening. And also to Stephen Quayle. So we appreciate the note. And listen, we'd love to hear from you wherever you're at, live listening, just to say, hey, here's where I'm from. We're listening over here. And also those who are archiving, I mean, downloading later on. Because we notice it, you know, vastly throughout China and Russia and the Czech Republic and the Scandinavian countries and Germany and Canada, all over the world, about 80 countries. One thing that I will tell you is that all those countries right here to my right listed, and I just simply pray over all those areas, pray over all those who are listening, all those who could be listening, that it would be really a divine appointment, even when we talk about subjects like this, because we know that not only do Satanists and real Luciferians, those who gather the intel and do the recon and send the information back, those who are, you know, really watching to see who it is they need to eliminate in the future when the chaos breaks out, when the anarchy begins and the day of the Antichrist and a new world order come. Isn't it strange how a lot of the movies point in that direction? Isn't it strange how we can see movies that have bits and pieces of the stuff? Now listen, we can talk about the movies tonight, but I'll mention years ago when I was a police chaplain brought in just to teach, well, to share in the academy a little bit on satanic and occult crimes. I was always asked as a police chaplain to come with the officers to the Jar Arena and to be a part of their team when all the different concerts like Typo Negative, like Pantera, like Marilyn Manson, and like Slayer, and many others, Danzig and others, Slayer, they're pretty drunk, they pumped up their pentagram, things like that, but their album South of Heaven, Spill the Blood. That's why I'm saying that there are some things that can be seen. And we know that they have roots in reality, roots in real ritual, roots in the summoning of spirits. The old rock group Black Oak Arkansas, Jim Dandy. There's a particular song they play on stage. When played backwards, and I'm not deeply into this, but I will tell you this. You can play the game and set it up, and you can do it in the, you can do it there, you know, tech and play this game of putting words in there. But they did one where the spirits were in and on them during the stage playing of the song. And I tell you what, they did have some communication supernaturally. You can almost feel it. Not only that, see a level of possession while on the stage. So those in the industry down in Hollywood, we've been down there about 5, 6, 7, I forget how many times now, just looking around, just observing, and of course reading, but looking into the movies, looking into the billions of dollars, looking into the society that's behind all of it, and the filmmakers, Roman Polanski, Rosemary's Baby. Let's talk about that in a few moments. Let me give you some news first of all tonight. Part of that news involves, that we just put up on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, the series, the 5 A's, and I tried to make them 10 minutes each. They're anywhere from 10 minutes, one of them goes to 17. Awareness, being alert, authority, armor, action. So that's all up there now for download, and you can get those. If you're a believer and you want to know about how to be aware, the concept of awareness that we've already dealt with, you know, awareness biblically, awareness in prophetic revelation, awareness of the prophetic clock and the time that we're living in, and then awareness of the culture and what's going on. Do you know the signs and symbols? If you saw the black mass indicator, if you saw the satanic justice symbol, if you're a law enforcement agent and seen some of these symbols carved into the dead at a crime scene, or maybe candles, certain colors, red, green, white. What if you come and see a circle drawn, a pentagram, and other languages that you have never looked at, Thebean, Malachite, all kinds of Oguam, Beltashari, there's languages, and even the twilight languages, in the summoning of the spirits. At the university, they called me in, and I was already there as a police chaplain, but they wanted to know about what I felt in the room where a man hung himself on all four walls. I believe it was either upside down or what looked like upside down crosses. And there were things that were removed, including the candles. Did the man really commit suicide, or was it a ritual murder? That's what they were looking. And it seemed as though I was being tested to see what I sensed, what I felt about that. Let me tell you something with what we do know, the awareness. Well, there's a motivation. There is that watchman. There is that expose evil deeds of darkness. There is that prophetic, insight where we must cry it out aloud and say, now is the day, now is the time. You need to give your life to Christ. You need to know God. You need to have the power of God, because the pinnacle of dark manifestation and the powers that will subdue into irreversible slavery, the mark of the beast, the image of the beast, it's all about ultimately being layered to the point, spiritually, that is, that there's no turning back. Hotel California, that kind of thing. Now, all the traditional Satanists, they know that if you are doing the rituals where you denounce Christ and burn by, you do all these ceremonies in the renunciation of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, then you're supposed to realize that in opening your life, in giving yourself to the dark side, to the devil himself, that you cannot break those covenants, vows, and commitments. The idea is it means death. I have watched those possessed coming out of satanic circles, that as long as they were yielded and willing, the spirit that was in them and on them, everything was fine. But the moment they were going to turn their back, want to get out of it, renounce Satan, turn to Christ, well, we've watched as spirits in the most uncanny way have thrown individuals to the ground, seized their throat, all kinds of things. We watched as some were like literally knocked out, passed out on the ground. One individual, three of us were watching, it was as if she was lifted by her feet and her head hit the ground first before the rest of her body. One individual, his right arm, as he was talking, reached up and punched him in the face. Bizarre stuff that we have seen. The powers of darkness, absolutely real. Breathing down society's neck, the objects of their concern, political powers and the ideology that leads to globalism. Objects of concern, military development of planetary defense weapon systems. Armageddon is their goal, and you've got to understand the global goal. Humanity, Satanist, Luciferian, those of you sub-personalities listening, you're just the fodder, you're just the tools, you're just simply... you're just simply the fodder being used. Yeah, used and abused along the way also, but in the end, you'll be discarded. You'll be discarded like a filthy rag. That's what it's all about when it comes to that side. The fallen cherub could not, cannot, has not, and will not be able to evolve the deity nor give it to anybody else. Cannot. It's the physics of what he is. It's the spiritual physics of finite existence. Once again, welcome, Shatter the Darkness Live, Thursday night. We're getting ready for a big old weekend. Can I tell you something? We've had some trouble in the last number of days. We've had some real things, both in the sense of the spirit. As a matter of fact, I was asking the Lord what was going on today. Why were things occurring the way that they were? And why was everything happening in these last number of days? And the Lord spoke Psalm 83. Now, I went and read that. Very clear it deals with the enemies. The idea of those who are pursuing and those who are causing the trouble and those who want to see harm. We've given the alert last week, specifically this week, all of the month of October, the abductions, anything happening in your city. We've got an alert line. Listen, SRA DID victims, subs can, you can call the line. I'm the only one that gets the info. It is secure, and for those of you that want to call, just simply, nobody's going to answer. Nobody's going to bother you. Nobody's going to call you back. Just leave the information. I think for all of those of you who are searching for, praying for, those of you who are going through the series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, and you're beginning to learn about praying in your area concerning covens and rituals and powers and things done against the church, you have no idea. I mean, the body of Christ has no idea the level of it. Sometimes we learn after the fact when harm has come, when pastors have crumbled, when churches have been divided, that there was an agenda and someone came in and those behind them sent them. You know about demonized objects, ritual warfare against the church, plants, infiltration. Now, we've got that on the web. There's been a number of people that have taken the messages that we've done on infiltration and they have put them in YouTube videos. Matter of fact, we've never made a video, and there's probably 100 or maybe more, I don't know. And so I appreciate all those who have done so to put out the messages. Appreciate Chris White, Nowhere to Run, all that he's doing. Dr. Russell and others that have begun to put materials up and out there. We've decided that everything we have is going out free. In the past, we were beginning to do some of the local training courses. I mean, college level, Bible school level training courses. We were putting those, we were doing them local. Of course, we charge locally. Nowhere near what a college course. I mean, a college course will cost you at Malone $600, $800 for the same thing we taught for $75 or $100 for 16 weeks. So please understand at this point, we're simply taking all of them and putting them out there, every one that we have right now, and all of those, we've got 8 more courses, let alone the series, to put out. We're behind in our time. We still have a half of a course, Spiritual Gifts Broken, and 2 courses that we can't seem to find because of a computer problem, and we may be able, through the server, have them downloaded from the server back to us, so we're finding out how to do that. And for those that have looked at the site, I know it's big. I know it's massive. It's meant to be. Take your time. There's a lot of stuff there. It's not just a little 1, 2, 3 tab, go on to something else. Hundreds of downloads and materials. You can come back again and again and again and just wade through it all. It leads to hundreds of other pages, hundreds of other MP3s. But the course on Satanism 101 will help parents and others deal with what dabblers are, psycho-Satanists, traditional Satanists, Aleister Crowley, that type of occultism, dark occultism, the SRA issue, and signs and symbols and materials. It's all out there free. If you want to learn how to become strong in the context of evangelism in these days of the ramping up of the dark side, confronting the powers, very good. We have the book of Daniel chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and we found out that someone said that chapters 11 and 12, the links are broken. We're going to look into that tomorrow. Freedom Encounters is going to be put up free. That's 25 hours of how to do some of the healing and deliverance. Theocentric Counseling, basic little course. Supernatural Apologetics in this day and hour. There's a Blaze for God. There's basic discipleship under dynamic discipleship. And there is the one on the Holy Spirit. And they'll, soon as we can fix the links on sexual decadence and the end of man and preemptive systematic theology, collectively that's about 80 hours alone. So we're going to continue to put it up and get it out there to you and hope that that will, make you aware. And that's part of the issue of that little series, short little messages, around 10 minutes. One of those is 17, but it's simply there to give you some of the basics and the foundations concerning becoming a spiritual analyst, which we're going to have a one-hour training. It will be put up. Got a lot to do this week. Presuppositional analysis. That's something that Cornelius Van Til taught Francis Schaeffer, what he used in his analyzing the belief systems in art, in culture. It can be done by observing movies. See, I look at movies. When I ever see a movie, any movie that I listen to, please understand, entertainment's not the issue for me at all. It is about analyzing. It is like reading a book and analyzing and thinking through. You got to understand how I read books. Sometimes I throw them across the room. I'm constantly, you know, going back and forth and writing notes and materials, reading some of the underground stuff, reading about it, reading others, and again, trying to get the best of the information in the sense of spiritually analyzing what and why it's all here. In the midst of all of it, and of 30 years of it, let me tell you something. I agree with the Spirit of God in 1 John chapter 2. This is how we know it is the last hour. It's the last hour. And we are very close. You've heard me say my opinion. Here's my opinion. Antichrist has been born out of a succession of rituals, a hybrid fallen cherub to chosen female, a Theron. I believe that he's already out there, and please understand, the Word of God teaches that one day there'll be an apocalypse, the unveiling, to where he's visibly, physically taking control of all the world through a connected regime. The regime develops with him underground-wise. As a matter of fact, calling it the secret power of lawlessness. You know, shadow government, Illuminati, all that stuff that people talk about. It goes deeper down than that. And I don't believe you can do this research without prayer, without having God give you a supernatural cutting into the dark powers. I don't think you'll find ritual sites or many victims without the prayers that will break the powers that will involve the hand of God in the rescuing of victims and the breaking in. That's why I believe that right now, if thousands of you as believers will continue to throw your prayers up concerning Bohemian Grove and all the other high places connected and all the individual elitists that operate it, that draw in all the world's elite, during, what's been done is pre-ritual and ritualized grounds, the cremation of care ritual, you know what it is, please understand. Anybody in the left-hand path understands this. It is not a fake human sacrifice, which it would be an idiotic and stupid thing for politicians and presidents and senators and media moguls and military men to sit and watch even a mockery or a fake, so-called fake, human sacrifice. Who does that and applauds? But no, the ritual at Bohemian Grove, it's real. Every victim coming out says so. It is our prayer, nobody can stop this, that God will literally rip open a hole into that whole underground. That there'd be a great rescuing of more and more of the victims, past and present. That God would engage individuals there like he did Saul of Tarsus. And for the ones that are listening associated with Bohemian Grove, I mean, not live maybe, but because somebody monitored, downloaded, and sent it to you. As if God does not know. So why don't you come out? Why don't you give the uncontested evidence? Why don't you bring out the disc? Why don't you bring out the tape? Why don't you get out the books? Why don't you turn the tables on the dark side? Let me say that to all of those that listen live and then download later. Again, whether in Russia, Europe, all across the world, it is really time for brave, in Christ, spiritually powerful people and anyone else that knows the hour that we're living in to go ahead and unleash uncontested evidences. Show the crime. Show what God himself did in Ezekiel chapter 8. In Ezekiel 8, the city of God, the nation of God, and the great prophet of God, nobody knew what was going on for years and years and years. The human sacrifice, the rituals, the engagement with demons, the serpent worship, the signs and the symbols on the walls, the ancient languages. It was all there, like throughout Pennsylvania in sub-basements and cave areas, like in some of the tunnels in the underground places. Some of you that have worked in some of those areas, and by God's, well, authority, providence, summoning. Yeah, I'm asking for those in the high places. I don't care if it's the Black Forest in Germany or Palatine, Italy, or in the Vatican, or in the buildings next to the Vatican where you have been downloading these MP3s again and again and again. It seems like down underground, down in the darkness, down where nobody can hear the scream or the cry, down where the ritual chants can be freely spoken. You think nobody sees. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. It's the word of God, Hebrews chapter 4. In this time of the year when abductions are occurring, ceremonial purification rituals are going on in preparation for Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, all the way to next Thursday, satanic revels. Isn't it interesting that the highest time of deepest, broadest satanic rituals, satanic revels, blood rituals, sexual rituals, and done, listen, not obscurely here and there, but now, if the information we have is correct, and there is a coven in every city in the United States, at least one. And that's the same thing across Europe and England. And if they're all doing the rituals, can you imagine how many? How many doors will be opened? How many spirits will be summoned from that side to this? Well, when the terror and the fear and the blood flows and the physics of the ritual, on a spiritual sense, are performed, as always, they will come. Now, it may cost you your life, cost you your soul. Some listening may end up in hell forever because of what you've done. And you didn't walk away. Even if you're threatened, even if you fear walking away and asking God and throwing yourself into the hands of God, into the mercy of God, is more an opportunity of seeing the power, the might, the deliverance of the Lord. Don't you want to be cleansed? Don't you want to be forgiven? Don't you want clean hands? Don't you want to be saved? Don't you want to be embraced? Don't you want to have the gift of eternal life placed inside of you? Don't you want God's breath of life and love all over you? Don't you want that? If you say no, pack your bags. Hell is waiting. If you hate God and don't want God here, you're not going to get him later. There's a time coming when all of radical evil ends. Now we see this, can I say this? We see this in the movies. so many times the movies, of course, like with Schwarzenegger, you know, humankind saves the day through radical fighting and bloodshed and almost killing the human savior, the idea of, mankind battling dark forces and winning. As if that was going to be it. That's why I say a lot of these movies that we see, the blood and the guts of the satanic reality, I mean, prophecy and the rituals behind it, Wicker Man and the rituals behind it, the craft, the Witches of East, there's a lot of light level stuff, of course. Eyes Wide Shut, the Romanian language played backwards in the context of that ritual scene and that high society masked ritual, it's very much like some of them are done. They don't all have to be done out in the woods somewhere with some naked people with black robes. If anybody understands Old Testament ritual and how it involved spiritual warfare against Israel, how those rituals were used to summon the powers, even to bring force, supernatural force, down on their demon-worshipping soldiers so that they could fight Israel and win. I mean, anybody studying the Old Testament, again, taking a look at it, you'll see this. Please understand, too, that if you're in the Middle East, we don't have a lot of individuals. We've had United Arab Emirates, we've had Lebanon, we've had Israel, we've had a little bit in Saudi Arabia downloading some of the stuff. Of course, they're very scrutinizing in those areas concerning what gets downloaded and listened to. But listen, let's look back at the Middle East, where the fallen angels came down, where they took the women, where they created the Nephilim, where the fallen cherub engaged humanity there in Eden, where now angels with flashing swords guard the tree of life, the real tree of life, not the occult Kabbalah or the Brotherhood tree. Please understand that in all that area, you're talking Babylon, you're talking the Prince of Persia, you're talking Baal and Moloch, Chemosh, and all the others. You're talking vast human sacrifice where the Nephilim roamed. This is the areas in the deserts in Mount Hermon and on and on and on, the entire regional area. You think the demons went away? They don't die. Even when Josiah was used to shut the doors, even on Moloch, didn't mean that Moloch died, just means the doors were shut. And this occurred again and again and again. Even the flood was a saving act for humanity to bring a destruction to the Nephilim development worldwide, the Nephilim architecture, the astral archaeology of the pyramids and the ziggurats, and the temple cities and nations developed out of sheer, Nephilim architecture or demonic design. Just as the Spirit of God designed, led, guided believers in the construction of the temple, the cherubim and the Ark of the Covenant, everything else, just as God gave, please understand, the counterfeit knows how to open the doors, how to keep the gateways open. And if you look at the Old Testament, then look forward in prophetic revelation, Revelation 16. At least we have the clear picture of the mother of all rituals. It's the mother of all rituals coming. It's a planetary wave. The New Agers that are feeling it, getting spirits to guide them, predicting it, talking about a planetary wave, a mass spiritual wave that will affect the entire world. Well, one of those is exposed, unveiled. It hasn't occurred yet. It will. It is Revelation 16, the dragon, the beast, the false prophet, where this unholy kind of triangulation of spirits that are in them are released, and there is a targeting, and the political and military leaders are targeted, and it's all about Armageddon. There is no Armageddon without the ritual release of dark powers. That's the future, my friend. And when it comes to the Black Awakening, when it comes to the Great Rebellion that will eventually cause the unveiling of the Antichrist, you better believe that behind the scenes, as in the Old Testament, as in the future, Revelation 16, the only way to get the dark powers to this side, well, the most powerful way anyway, is human sacrifice. Multiple rituals. In the next couple of days, rituals, human sacrifice around the world. And I'm gonna put it out there. I'm going to put it out there, and many believers can put it out there in prayer too. We're asking that God would move on hearts and lives in the most providential way to bring out exposure, to pull out the whistleblowers, to bring the victims out, and or radically save perpetrators who will rip the doors wide open on the underground. So my prayer tonight would be with you to say, may God, in the name of the living Christ, make a great ripping open of the underside, the underground, the brotherhood, whatever you want to call them. May there be city after city, place after place, a providential ripping open and demonstration of God showing what is really going on as it was done in the days of Manasseh, Josiah, or Ezekiel 8. By God's power, by God's might. And I think that there's many of you as believers, even if there was 100 out of thousands that would do it, I would pray that thousands would be brave enough to be able to stand together and pray for your nation and ask that God would, in local cities, I don't care where it's going on, if it's infiltrated in a church and behind the scenes infiltrators have gotten in, they're doing rituals, if it's in law enforcement, in the Masonic temples, if it's done, you know, out there on the farms, if it's in the double basement, if it's in an underground cavern, if it's in the black rooms of the basements, the deep double basements and tunnels of old Catholic structures. Then we simply pray that God would absolutely rip open a hole in the name of the living Christ, Jesu Christu. We're talking now Yahweh Adonai, and we're praying that God will literally save victims, supernaturally, like with Peter, rescue them. Listen, if you got time, in the next few days, we have a series called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Take time to learn how to, in your area, help pray in such a way that this underworld... Oh, listen, if we've got 4, 5, 6 million victims of satanic ritual abuse, and that's a low count, and that's not including Australia, Canada, Europe, even Russia... If we have all of this going on, and they've all gone through hundreds and hundreds of rituals individually, and the sub-personalities with Twilight Languages know and been there and experienced, and they can tell you, then behind all of it is the actual place. Now, we know where some of those places are right here. We know where one field, Futon Road, out there, two girls were slaughtered in satanic ritual format. Used and then left. According to one officer, an occult crime officer, 3 o'clock in the morning, out there showing me the place where it was done, that the reason this time the bodies were left purposely wide open in the field to be found was a warning for the others to shut up, to quiet down. All kinds of things will go on, and I think that this is the weekend to ramp up. Now, I will ask believers in Christ, pray for us with great intensity. I would ask you to be incredibly empowered and brave, and may God's hand be with you to engage this. Maybe those of you in California that have known about Bohemian Grove for a long time that are even in that area. Now, I know that there's a lot of prayer warriors that really have been praying that God would bring. Listen, that one cremation of care ritual, a massive exposure of what they're doing there. See, they're really conjuring powers. And the powers they raise, they send on the people there, world leaders. It's very similar to Revelation 16. It's all about influence. It's all about layering them and moving them towards global, Luciferic, the inception of Luciferic globalism. There's no globalism without it being a massive spiritual thing. There's no globalism without the inception of the fallen cherub. However the political ideology and military vision come out, it's going to serve that cause. Well, I appreciate the email coming in from South Georgia. I want to say welcome down in South Georgia and appreciate you sending in a note to say hello. We love to hear from all the different places. It's been amazing, all the different places. Even when I hear from the Czech Republic, or when I hear from Italy, or when I hear from Germany, or when I hear from Liverpool, or when I hear from Ontario. Many other places. So when we think in terms of what's occurring right now, and listen, some of the victims that listen, you know we have listening right now? Cult-programmed sub-personalities versed or empowered with, the dark powers. They send me warnings every once in a while, and they're the ones that also can look at movies and know. They can look at the Wizard of Oz stuff and know. They can look at some of the stuff and say, you know, this is really stuff. I mean, some stuff being real, some stuff being actual triggers. Now, I'll tell you again, the movie that I saw years ago, I was told by a brotherhood or a deep undergrounder, Spellbinder. It's about a cop seeing a girl in trouble in the parking lot, and he goes to help her. It's all about him helping the girl that is being pursued by a coven. It shows the coven warfare, the coven summoning of spirits, and the supernatural involved in trying to get her back. It shows that she has some powers, and he gets kind of transfixed with her. It's all about him trying to save her. At least it seems that way. When we get towards the end of the movie, as he's trying, you know, she's kidnapped, she's taken. I can tell you how many times victims that we've had that have been abducted, called, messages left, they've taken, you know, we've been out hours and hours and hours at times hunting down. We've also had times when we knew, absolutely knew that we were set up. When we would not chase the runner personality inside of a chosen one that would take out of the car, take out of the place or the building we were at, and want us to run down the street alone after them, 1, 2, or 3 in the morning. Happened in Cleveland, Circle of Dominion, Guatemalans involved, and disguised, I'm not going to tell you how, as we went down, there they were, waiting for us. They were doing everything they could to set it up, call us out, have us to come down and help the federal officer's wife find her. She'd been abducted and gone for 2 days. But as they called concerning the area, there they were, waiting. Oh, they wanted us. So in the midst of all of it, I mean, if you really get close to some of these folks, they're going to hate that. Do they have watchers? Do they have enforcers? Do they have people that can begin to do rituals? Yeah, you're going to have to decide whether you're going to be fearful of all that. Go do a little study on John Knox, the wicked queen of Scotland, Mary, that was evil and involved in the persecution of real Christianity. Here's the quote. She feared the prayers of John Knox more than an invading army. A powerful political leader feared the prayers of John Knox more than an invading army. If the word of God is true, and it is, I hope it's true for you in reality, I mean, as far as your actual life, as far as what it's, the righteous are as bold as a lion and the wicked flee. So we have the course, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, and I can only urge you during this time to get into it. And if you're a great prayer warrior and you have the authority of Christ, nobody else does, and there is no higher authority, there is no greater place, prayer. See, the laws of engagement for you and I as believers in Christ, it's prayers that can we can see the hand of God move. Look at Acts chapter 4. When they raised their voices together to God in prayer, quoted scripture, and asked that God would stretch forth his hand. Now we do that in praying for you in salvation, for healing and for deliverance, for even miraculous and extraordinary works of God to deliver people. We're here officially, if you want to say it that way, praying that across the nation, United States, throughout Europe, down there in the Vatican, we're actually praying right now, and I'm asking you to join me in the prayers as believers, to raise your voices together to God in prayer, ask God to stretch out his hand, to literally rip open holes into this underground, and to really show what is going on. I think the alarm, I think that if more saw things, the exposure of evil deeds of darkness, commanded in Ephesians 5. That's part of what we do. With all the victims this weekend, who's going to sit and stand in their areas? Who's going to be packing out a car with prayer warriors driving till 2 or 3 in the morning in the area, praying for the release of victims like Peter was released, praying for God to stretch out his hand and strike the coven powers to engage the priests and priestesses to release sign and wonder? You know what God did to the king there in the book of Daniel? A pagan demon-worshipping king of this massive, massive Babylon, where 56 temples dedicated to demon gods and goddesses and the multiplicity. I mean, it was saturated. All of the satraps and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans, all of them were engaged with the dark powers and opposed to God and anyone that represented him, thus Daniel. But the king, demon-worshipping, and all the powers and all the military and all the political clout that he had, all it took was one dream. God disturbed the king with one dream that dealt with his downfall. And the sorcerers and the magicians and the Chaldeans, none of them could tap into the meaning of the dream. Because it wasn't given by the dark side and thus couldn't be opened by dark powers and dark practices. This was given by God. It was an invasion. It involved the eventual bringing down of dark powers and the acknowledgement of Yahweh, of God. It involved God disturbing the demon-worshipping pagan king. It involved the revelation of God bringing down a kingdom like that. And the Persian Empire coming. And then the Greek Empire coming. And then the Roman Empire coming. And then the book of Daniel deals with also the little horn, the one with the big mouth that looks like a man, that is going to be out there somewhere in political levels behind the scenes until the day of chaos. Behind Babylon, I've got a book right here, a brand new one. It came in, a used book. It deals with some of the most incredible archaeology that deals with the rituals and what was done back then. Again, the laws of engagement. How do you get the demons from that side to this? And who is it that gives and designs the rituals for the humans who are going to participate to do but the demons themselves? Spirit, well, the inception by the spirits of how to create the doorways that humans can do that will bring them through. We began this week, knock, knock, yes, they're here, they're coming, they're all over, and we haven't seen anything yet. How are you doing with all of it? We can talk about the movies again, and I know that we got a little bit off of just dealing with that. I do believe that what I saw in the parts of, anyway, Eyes Wide Shut, because they've got some really junk stuff there. It's hard to even take a look at that. The Ninth Gate was very similar with the concept of searching for the ancient books that really were given by spirit inspiration that involve human sacrifice and the opening of doors. And someone says, well, I'm not sure that it really occurs. Well, go to law enforcement and ask them about it. Go get a couple of books on satanic ritual crime where there's crime scene photos. I've seen too many. I've dealt with too many victims. I know the stats now. And so what we've done in our research, like the spies of Israel, going as far as we can, and we want to go even further, to see all of the blood and guts of what's going on, so that on the one hand, maybe we can involve evangelism and rescuing of victims and getting there and helping some get out. And we've seen a little bit of that occur already. We've watched as God literally brought us to the victim in the Kent State area of Ohio. Oh yeah, Kent State, big party going on this weekend. Thousands of people on the street dressed in costumes. Just about every year we go out there and join with others in evangelism and prayer. But it's Towner's Woods and the old Black Flame Nazi coven on that old farm. Route 44, where the rituals, the splitting of the human core, where the elitists are in the city, Ravenna. Got an email from a new friend, Ontario, Canada. Want to say hi to Tracy. Saying hello to you and saying God bless, and we appreciate it. Our prayers, I believe, listen, as you listen right here, as we pray, asking God to grant you strength, grant you boldness, grant you help, health, and listen, to stretch out his hand. That's what it means. You can be in Russia right now. You can be in Berlin right now. You can be in Paris right now. You can be, as some listened and downloaded, in Malta. So we ask the Lord to stretch out his hand to crush the dark powers, to destroy the ritual working and the raising of demons, to bring exposure to these places everywhere possible in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 days. We ask that God will literally open a door that would show the world in the broadest and most, well, an uncontested sense what's really going on down there. How about that for the Vatican? You see, they raise the powers to layer themselves with supernatural secrecy. Even the Bible calls the powers that operate for the underground a secret power of lawlessness already at work. That's what's behind the push towards Luciferic globalism. It's where all the money's going for all the economists out there and everybody wondering where your money's going. Where's the tax dollars going? Where's all the incentive money going? World Bank, the coffers. It's going to take a lot of money when the Antichrist does rise to rebuild and to fuel his regime. Talk about Nazi gold. What about current? And I'm going to tell you that biblically the only way to cut into it is to seek the Lord, offer yourself, be willing, know that you're going to be involving yourself in evangelism, healing, deliverance, some pretty hairy engagement with the underworld. Jesus did command for us to go to the highways and the byways, and for those that feel they're part of the underworld listening right now or later on, please understand, if you are a human being, we're supposed to come after you. Because God is not willing that even one of you would perish. God knows how to visit you. He did with Saul of Tarsus. I pray that at times for those that are deeply committed against God, against Christ, against his people in the underground, that God may visit them, priests, priestesses, watchers, enforcers, the perps. The way he visited Saul of Tarsus. You ever read it? Acts chapter 9. Pretty amazing. You can hide from man. You can hide from law enforcement. You can hide from a lot. But you can't hide from God. And so we ask today that there will be a demonstration of the hand of God, even tonight and for the next number of days, in the ripping open of underground ritual spots and places, that victims would be saved and supernaturally rescued, that perpetrators would be engaged, and like Saul of Tarsus, either saved or like Pharaoh, stopped. Whatever it takes, Lord, we ask you to do it. I ask for thousands of believers that would feel the hand of God and great boldness come on them to do and pray the same. America will not be saved by an election. America will not be saved by political ideologies, because behind all of it, spiritual presence and power, and who's going to be operative in the lives and minds of those leaders? We need massive revival. We need to see. And if anybody has a place of prayer, that's the place of power. Too bad, pastors and leaders, we've allowed the enculturation and we've dumbed down the power of the church to about 58 seconds worth of prayer on a Sunday morning instead of 45 minutes worth of sustained, powerful, building shaking, Holy Spirit unctioned prayer for the lost, for the cities, for those in authority, Timothy 2. Instead of obedience to God and the greatest place of power, prayer, intercession, using then also the authority given to us to pray against the darkness. We are twiddling our thumbs with clips and flowers and, well, you walk out of a building and you don't feel and don't know and haven't met with God, that's a big problem. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. Blessings in the name of Jesus. I pray that you're saved. I hope you come to Christ. Remember us in prayer. Remember us in support overall. We need your help. God bless you and good night.